From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The pain caused by housing foreclosures and a weak economy is spilling over into the nation's schools. School districts say they're seeing a big increase in the number of homeless students. NPR's Larry Abramson has our story.
California's Central Valley has seen a huge boom in construction in recent decades. Now the foreclosure crisis has hit cities like Fresno big time. Laura Tanner McBrien of the Fresno Unified School District says that when she drives around town, she can easily tell who's hurting.
As you go down our streets, no matter what part of town you're in, you see a lot of dry grass right now. And you can just tell that those are the homes that somebody has had to just abandon.
Tanner McBrien runs a program called Project Access, which helps ensure that homeless and foster children get a good education. She has always had a steady number of families who are chronically homeless in her district, but now former homeowners are knocking on her office door. Many, she says, are homeless for the first time and are too embarrassed to admit what's happened.
My staff works really hard. I have a couple of social workers and other outreach workers that work with the family, and we've pulled them aside to talk to them quietly, you know, so that they're not in front of other families that may be coming in.
There are many reasons why families want to avoid being identified as homeless. Some don't know that even though they've lost their homes, they still have the right to an education. In fact, the 21-year-old McKinney-Vento Act guarantees homeless families the right to stay in the school they were attending. Many districts accept their obligations under this law, but not all. Barbara Duffield is with the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth.
I was just in a large metropolitan area, and the homeless liaison was very frustrated that he had 20 high school kids who'd been denied enrollment because the vice principals were saying, we just don't want to take students who we don't think are going to be successful.
Meaning they were worried that homeless kids would drag down their test scores. Duffield says the statistics on homeless students usually lag well behind the real numbers, but she says districts she has recently surveyed report increases of 10%, some as high as 40% over the last year. Some of that may be due to better reporting, she says, but the double whammy of foreclosures and tough economic times is clearly taking a toll. Annabelle Sudrith is executive director of A Child's Place, which helps homeless kids in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We're actually getting folks who are calling us asking for help with food, something as basic as food, and that's a new trend for us.
Sudrith says the big challenge is averting further disruptions for children whose lives have already been turned upside down. Sudrith works with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools to ensure that kids stay in the same schools they attended when they still had a home.
School becomes the most stable part of their day, and so you want them to be able to go into the same classroom each day, sit in the same seat, see the same teacher, because that's normal for them when everything else around them isn't normal.
While many homeless families are reluctant to admit their status, there are those who seek to profit from the label. School districts in the Chicago area turn to investigator Bill Beitler when they want to verify the legal addresses of students, and he says they occasionally ask him to check out a family that says it's homeless but doesn't act like it.
They start driving up in a BMW or a Jaguar, and they're saying that they're homeless. But they have the nicest car in the lot. Well, then they'll come to us and say, you want to know something? We have a funny feeling they're trying to play the system.
By hoping their kids will be allowed to attend their favorite school, even though they have a home in a different neighborhood. Larry Abramson, NPR News.